Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing Podcast. Once again, I hold the title of the RGB podcast system here. I don't care what anybody says, but except for one person who sent me an email about a couple of days ago. Blood Ravens, I'm not even going to leave the last four numbers for you so you can research this guy. Knoxville, Tennessee, said he watched and listened to the show, said it was not even worth watching or listening to. By the way, buddy, thanks for the value and thanks for the listen, because you either or you didn't like us. Thank you anyways. But just to let you give you a heads up, man, whatever's going on in your neck of the woods, that's your problem. I'm on the rise right now. I'm rolling and doling in here, man. And like the great Ric Flair says, oldest ride, longest line, baby. Let's start the show.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight out Grayskull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGB and across the globe. We're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Who Podcast. Let's get into it.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew and Who Podcast, episode 276. And guess who made it today? This ugly thing is that, yes, the one-legged, one-eyed Stevie Wonder Chew is back in the area.
You're welcome, America.
He's back, man. I know. Oh, my bad. There you go. I put him on there, too. Okay, let's put it back on there. Well, you already said who the guest is. But before we get there, guys, I want to say thank you to everybody tuning in today. Unfortunately, this idiot's back. But other than that, thank you for today. Join us today on a live podcast on Thursday night.
If I'm an idiot, why are you ruining the show?
Sometimes I lose control of what I'm doing here, buddy. Jeez, cut me some slack here, bro.
Oh, just be like me, dude. Wear a diaper. Let's psych it up.
Well, that pretty much says it. Right now. That sums it up right now. But anyways,
we need to wrap this up quick. You're calling an issue.
But anyways, guys, last week, great episode with Danny Chance, man. Newbie Wrestling. Awesome episode. Appreciate everybody who tuned in and watched that one. But today, on the podcast, we got another promotion in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, like I told you on that upcoming video, going to these guys' shows, you got to show up with some armor or some whips, chains, all that kind of stuff, because it's grueling out there, bro. You can get your ass kicked just being a fan.
Oh, it's self-defense, guys. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's massive self-defense.
All those whips and chains and dog collars, that's all self-defense.
Well, I don't know what wrestling career you're going to, but I think that sounds like
the same one you were going to.
Anyways, guys, today in our podcast, we have Mr. Eddie Gunson from Combat Club. Woo!
I'm sorry you had to hear that. That was unfortunate.
One man's fantasy is another man's treasure.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with whips and chains and dog collars, bro.
Right? It's not
that kind of podcast. All right, guys, calm down. Why are we starting this conversation? But anyways, man, it's been a minute, Eddie. I know we had you a while back when we first moved
to the new studio.
Yeah, moved to the studio. Yeah. And you're back now for the new season that we have going on today. So this whole season 7 is a tribute to all the wrestling promotions here in the RGB that are hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I know yours has been hot for a couple of months already. Actually, almost for how many years already?
Well, we've been 3 years, a little over 3 years now.
3 years, man. Three years running hot, man. And I know for a fact that, I mean, it's you guys. And like I said, we had our previous guest before, and we have a future guest next week. But I know with the last time we had you on, I think the last time we had P-Pain and Nightmare on, they took Chew out. That was beautiful, by the way.
That was
fun to watch.
That was fun.
That actually happened.
They did?
It wasn't a dream.
I came another time after that, too. Was it?
I think it was for
that event.
I think so, maybe. I think it might have been for that one. Might have been for that one. And the way you describe your promotion, man, is, you know, it's the dark.
Yeah.
The darker, hardcore, I can even go there, associated with, you know, hardcore wrestling, bro.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
We actually just had our first death match, too. So, I mean, a lot of the matches can get a little wild.
Yeah. I mean, nobody died.
No, nobody died. Nobody died, fortunately. You know, insurance didn't have to kick in. But we did have our first death match here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it might be the first one in the Valley.
All right.
It was definitely the first one for us. That was back in October for our anniversary show for the casket drops. And, man, it was wild. It was very bloody. I had to clean that canvas pretty good because there's blood all over the place.
Damn.
But that was definitely a fun show. Of course, they're not all going to be like that. I think there's a certain time and place for that type of match. But, you know, you definitely come to one of our shows. It is a little bit more edgy.
You're telling me, man. Jesus Christ.
A lot more F-bombs being dropped than normal. But
F for family, right? That's what that means.
For family, yeah.
F for family. All right, cool.
F for leave the fucking kids at home.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. I've been to, I think, one or two combat code events I think you threw one here at the.
I threw several for about the whole year. Yeah, we didn't hear the Cortez.
And seeing those, I took my son to one, and I don't know whose match it was, but they were getting their ass kicked. My son just jumped off his seat yelling, "Kick his ass! Kick him in the ass!" I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It kind of brought a teardrop to my eye right there. It must have been dirt.
That's great parenting, by the way.
It was the hot dog guy.
He messed up on the goddamn order.
Kill him.
I got Jose already tuning in already saying, "You bring out the egg boy." They go in combat. We eat onions and nails and... Wow, for breakfast. Wow, there you go. That pretty much sums it up.
I know.
All right.
Don't forget to share, man. Share, follow, subscribe, buddy. You're watching the show. Make everybody know that we're on, ready to go. But yeah, it's been a minute since we had you here last time. How are things looking your neck of the woods right now? I mean, as far as the growth since the last time we've had you on the pod.
So we kind of switched gears a little bit. Starting sometime January of last year, actually, we had our first show at Cine del Rey. We've been steadily doing them there for at least once every month or so. This year is going to be a little bit different, kind of spreading it out a little bit. We're doing them about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
If you follow us on our Instagram and Facebook, I actually posted a calendar. You know, card subject to change, right? But that's what we have planned right now with Señor Rey.
Right, right.
Of course, we're still going to be doing events with Señor Barbas and other venues. We actually have an event this Sunday at Señor Barbas.
Okay.
Here in Mexico, downtown.
All right, all right, all right.
Y'all check it out. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's been fun. I've been focused a lot on bringing, you know, you look at the roster, and of course, we have our Valley favorites, you know, the Mooncats and the Toxicos.
Right.
Pete, you name them. We got them all here.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a lot of talent coming out of town. I've talked to several talents who are known from an international standpoint as well, a national standpoint too, and we'll be bringing a couple of those to I want to say our April event.
Okay.
Not gonna say any names yet, but I'm wait a little bit on that, but there's several names that are gonna be coming down, so
that's awesome.
It's very exciting to get to bring these type of talents, you know, that are on, you know, NWA, or, you know, we've in the past had some people from AEW. You know, there's people that have been on Lucha Underground, which has been a big inspiration to us. Well, at least to me, right?
Right.
So we've had people from there, and you know, hopefully pretty soon we'll be bringing some more. But yeah, you know, definitely switching gears. You know, we've been doing events for about 3 years already, like I said, and I feel like each event's getting a little bit better and better. As far as the matches go, I think these guys have been bringing out some really great matches. If you guys checked out the January event that we had a couple weeks ago, I mean, that main event, it was Brick Savage and Mo Kelly, and they brought it. That match was nuts.
The crowd seemed to be getting substantially bigger with each event.
It's definitely, and you know, we'll have our events where it's not as big, you know, but it's definitely a very dedicated fan base. We do see some familiar faces. We've been bringing in some new faces, and I think that's key right there, is bringing in some new people.
Anyone here's this big shout out to Demo, the Combat Cult South Texas champion. He just appeared on Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That's great too.
Ring of Honor had Demo and Reza Clark as well. She's our new women's champion. We just crowned.
Really?
Yeah, we just crowned.
Great. We got another woman's champion in the RGV, man. Something we got to get in the podcast, dude.
Yeah. No,
and that's something later down the line. Just to give you a heads up, when we do start at the very end, what we like to do now, which is a great idea. Actually, Danny came up with the idea, but actually a great idea. Sort of like the ice water challenge, but this is the podcast challenge.
I like that.
At the end of the podcast, what you do, Eddie, you got from right now to the end, you got to think of somebody who you're nominating to come on the podcast next.
Okay.
It could be another person behind the screen or someone who's in the ring.
Okay.
So, all right, so start more or less calculating who you want. So,
I mean, I got a list.
No girls, please. Girls don't come on our show.
They're all afraid of you.
I don't know why. I told them I wouldn't do it.
And yet again, they still keep calling.
Are you going to continue with the interview or not?
Do you want the job or
you
not?
You want the job or not?
So you go on, man. I'm sorry to cut you short there. Just wanted to get you that. So fan base, you say it was growing massively.
Yeah, it's definitely
now
growing. I mean, this January show, we had about 120, give or take.
Okay.
I know there were some people there that didn't pay, so those weren't counted. But right, we had about 120 people there, and definitely a lot of new faces, people I had never seen before. You know, and they seem to really enjoy the show. I've heard from different sources that they're waiting to get the new tickets for the next event. So, you know, we'll be actually the tickets are already available. They're on our Square app. I'll be posting a little bit more about how to get them, you know, on our social pretty soon. But yeah, I know. I mean, like I said, new faces, and I think that's key is bringing in a new fan base. Because anytime you talk to anybody here in the Valley about, you know, pro wrestling,
right,
a lot of people are like, we didn't even know we had that here.
Right.
And, you know, I think as promoters, it's our job to promote, you know.
Right.
Let everybody know that we're here.
Right.
Wrestling might not be your thing, but it's entertainment at the end of the day.
Right.
It's a lot of fun to go to, you know. You know, Cine Rey, I mean, there's a bar right there in front. Get some beers, watch the show, heckle the crowd. You know, heckle from the crowd.
Right.
Have a lot. You know, have fun. That's
right.
I think that's what everybody fell in love with wrestling, and it's just fun. So.
That's the beautiful part, man, about the wrestling down in RGV is that, you know, it's always been on the scene. It was just kind of hush hush about it.
Yeah.
You know, only certain people know. A friend of a friend told another friend, they went, you know, and it started growing like a little wildfire.
Yeah.
But now that more promotion is happening, more social media is involved, more the word's going out even more to a lot more people, to a larger crowd, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And not only your promotion, but the other promotions are finally like, okay, now we got a fan base that's not following this promotion, but this promotion, but they're jumping from promotion to all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
It's Valley Wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing what Danny had said last week. Yeah, some of the guys that were wrestling there, they're wrestling at combat. There's some of the wrestlers end up going wrestling at three bat, and some three bat, some wrestle at combat, and like so forth, you know. And you do have your favorites in each promotion.
Yeah.
You know, that's the cool part of it, because, you know, they're the upbringers of that promotion itself.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And like, we have our Valley favorites, but I feel like at our company, because we've been bringing in so much different talent, we're starting to get some people that aren't even from the Valley become favorites, like Mo Kelly.
Right.
Like Mo, you know, if you've ever watched a Mo match, Mo is super freaking entertaining. Like, he's not only is he an entertaining presence, but in the ring he can go too.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real showman.
Yeah, he's a showman, but technique wise, like he can have a wrestling match and be serious.
Right.
And you know, if you heard the crowd that, you know, two Sundays ago, they were 100% behind him. You know, Brick Savage, our absolute champion.
Right.
That's a massive person. You know, it's kind of impossible to imagine Brick losing, you know, a match, but when Mo was in there with Brick, because he did challenge Brick for the Absolute Championship.
Yeah. They just say Mo is the GOAT. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, you know, Mo.
He's goated. Sorry.
Mo, I think like everybody at one point thought Mo was going to win this championship title.
Right.
And, you know, Mo has grown with us organically. Mm-hmm. We booked him about this time last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throughout the year, he's become one of those fan favorites. And you know, Mo doesn't really get booked anywhere down here besides Combat. And not to say you can only see him at Combat.
Right,
you know,
right.
If somebody offered Mo can definitely take that booking.
If someone offered Mo money.
Mo money.
No pun intended.
Well, you know what they say about Mo money.
Yeah.
No problems.
Mo problems. Mo problems, that's right.
But, you know, Mo, you can see Mo wherever, right? But Mo has definitely been able to grow with us organically. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a pretty cool thing, you know, because I started Combat to highlight Valley Wrestling, but I don't always want to be a Valley promotion. I do want this to eventually grow into something bigger, maybe statewide, nationwide.
Right.
You know, who knows?
Move, go on the road pretty much.
Yeah, you know, we've already had one show on the road before.
No, George, you're on time. You're not late, buddy. We're just barely 15 minutes in. Don't worry, buddy.
You know, we did have our first show on the road last year, too. Last August, I believe. We went to San Antonio. We did a collaboration with Blackbird Pro and another promotion in San Antonio that we started up.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a little show out there, and you know, that was pretty exciting because we did bring up some of the guys from down here to go to San Antonio. You know, I really want these guys to explore other promotions,
right?
You know, so I thought, well, what a better way to do it? You know, I kill two birds with one stone. I get these guys, you know, wrestling in front of a crowd in San Antonio who might not know who they are.
Right.
You know, Toxico, I don't know if Toxico had been booked outside of the Valley at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was right there, you know, wrestling with some of the guys from San Antonio.
Right.
And they all did great. The show did really good. You know, I'm looking to maybe do another one sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio, Houston, Austin, Dallas, you know, those are all places I've been looking at. And
those are high caliber places, man, to go out there to get a show out there.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's, you know, there's a lot of work to it too.
Right.
Luckily I had a good partner with Corvus over there at Blackbird Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Corvus did a lot of the legwork over there. Of course I took the ring up there. We you know, stayed the weekend there,
mm-hmm.
got everything set up and whatnot. But you know, I was lucky to have a good partner there. But yeah, you know, it's definitely a goal of mine to not just stay in the Valley. Of course, I'm always going to promote Valley Wrestling, mm-hmm. even if we are nationwide or wherever we might be, if we're lucky enough.
I got Marty saying that, hell yeah, even took Combat's first female ref to San Antonio.
That's right.
That's
right.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Miss Queen Renee. She
and George saying this business can run shit without me. Okay, George, calm down. Calm down, George. Calm down, George. Let's not throw stones.
I will give George a ton of props. He's got a really good wrestling mind. Him and I talk a lot about, you know, what we do here at Combat, and I do owe George a lot of props.
I got Jose, shout out to Queen is that
Renee?
Renee. Yeah, Renee. And then I got D Vargas saying, "What's up, Combat fam?" There you go.
D Vargas, he's our commentator.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
With Chris Ponce. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Chris.
Yeah,
Chris is a good friend of ours. We interviewed him when we had the older studio. There's, he's part of the
Average Boys
podcast. Average Boys podcast. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, because, Brian says, what's up, by the way? It's another guy that wanted to say, what?
Brian Davis?
Yeah, Brian Davis.
I love Brian.
And my buddy might also want me to ask you something about the old. Was it Fighting Days that you had? His name is Mike Miguel. I keep forgetting de Hoyos. Or I think that's his last name.
From like the Cinco MMA days.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Tell him, said, "What's up?" And what's up with the Fighting Days, bro?
You know, I trained jiu-jitsu for, I want to say, since like 2012.
Uh-huh.
Do the math, right? So I've got to meet a bunch of cool people. You know, training on the mats over there at first it was Cinco MMA, Cinco Elite, and now I train here at V3 Combat here downtown Westco. You know, I've got to meet a bunch of cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Combat, not to say MMA was a big big inspiration for combat, because of course it's wrestling.
Right,
but
right,
the
right,
reason
right.
I picked Combat Cult as a name, not just because of the edginess, but also in case I wanted to like jump into MMA, like
right,
MMA,
right.
I had that, you know, not neutral, neutral enough for it to be wrestling, MMA, whatever it might be. You know, I could have said like wrestling cult, but
right.
Combat just sounded better.
Yeah, and it's funny. He said, and I got George saying, I'm glad to, I can provide some marketing insight for these promoters who would take it. Yeah, that's, it's very kind of you, George. Yeah.
Block.
Did you block him for me?
No, George.
Directly to the podcast here. No, but it's interesting that you say that. So now that I'm seeing it in a wider perspective, how you're saying the jiu-jitsu stuff, the UFC stuff that you're doing, and the wrestling that we're doing, it kind of brings me to the fact where more like the Ken Shamrock, Brock Lesnar feel of it, of yeah. these fighters coming into the wrestling ring now, persona.
Yeah, I mean, that's personally, that's my favorite type of wrestling, the more martial art based. Back when I was doing training in 2018,
19,
I was assigned like we were assigned like homework, right? And it was like, it was to watch a match and provide like why we liked that match. And one of the ones I watched was Josh Barnett versus Timothy Thatcher.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with Josh Barnett,
yeah,
Josh Barnett was an MMA fighter back in, you know, the 90s or whatever. But he also did a little bit of pro wrestling.
Right.
So Josh Barnett actually runs a promotion called Bloodsport.
Okay.
And it's a ring, but it has no ropes. And it's more MMA based.
Okay.
So, you know, I love that type of wrestling. Very technical, very martial art driven. I don't want to say I don't like other types of wrestling, like lucha or whatever.
Right.
That's my favorite.
Right.
Ironically, like guys like Bret Hart, like I love their wrestling style.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not my favorite wrestler.
I got you.
My favorite wrestler is more like Stone Cold, who isn't that type of wrestler.
Pretty much like a brawler, just go out there and just
exactly.
kick ass.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I get it.
But yeah, you know, MMA has always been a big part of my life. Yeah. Jiu-jitsu, mostly.
And I got the 956 ABV podcast. Say big shout out to all the guys. What's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
Thanks for watching, bro.
I love those boys over there.
But yeah, man, I like I said, the promotion itself, the feel of it, man. I'm not sure if you ever gone to one, Blade, but it's more of a riot fight, man. It's just like everything, no holes barred, let's go. And if you're breaking something, we're still gonna carry on the show no matter what. But
I've seen some
let's
some
just not break the ring.
Yeah, it's not for the faint. It's not for the faint. And even the owner gets scared by some of the wrestlers that actually was telling us a little story.
Yeah, well, some of them are genuine psychopaths.
Yeah. Like, he has this champ, Brick, if I'm mistaken,
Savage,
right? I'll let you tell the story, man. You know, we'll go into that right now.
Long story short.
No. We want the whole story, bro. We want the whole story.
I messed up the music. Brick Savage yelled at me. I'm not scared of very many men. I'm not, you give me enough Hennessy, I'll fight anybody.
Well, lucky for you, we got a bottle.
You give me enough, I'll fight anyone. But Brick Savage, I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Brick is, I've seen what Brick does to promoters, too. Brick beat the brakes off of another promoter or two promoters in Austin. And I'm not trying to do any of that. So.
Yeah,
some people just want to watch the world burn, dude.
Some people want to light the match too.
Yeah, some people just want to be the match. Yeah.
Did he just come up to you, just yell at you?
Well, no. Brick was on their way out of the ring. I played some music. They turned around and they yelled some words at me, and I don't know if they knew it was me, but they were looking in my direction, and I was just like, no. In fact, Jose, our announcer, was sitting right next to me, and Brick was like, "Who the fuck is the DJ?" I don't know. It's this guy over here, you know.
Me.
You know. Sorry, Jose. You know, I love you, but I will throw you in front of Brick. Sorry.
There you go, Jose. Is saying a big shout out to Bert from CNA. Yes, a big shout out to him. Yeah. You've been doing a lot of shows over there. I got it. Oh, great. See, when you block a guy, He just keeps coming back.
Just found another way.
El Palacas, el Cacahuate, Armando Rivera says, what's up, Mark? And, of course, Eddie Garza, God bless you. He didn't say hi to you, buddy. Sorry. watching Combat Call is the closest thing to watching a live premiere event, but with a lot of craziness. Yeah, you got that right, Jose. George saying Jackie keeps baiting me on to fight him. She really wants to see a murder, I guess.
She has a life insurance policy on you, and you need to be careful.
And it was scary when he yelled at me.
You need life insurance policies now?
Bro, I'm telling you, this promotion, bro, it's like...
You need one. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think they check your blood type just in case they can't identify the body. You know
what? What happened to the good old days?
You just go to work and all that good stuff.
You just go into the back alley, throw some screwdrivers at everybody, and you just go at it. That's a good old day.
Whoever survives is the new champ.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's the craziness that this promotion brings. It's awesome, bro. I mean, like I said, the first time taking my kid to the wrestling match, seeing it for the first time. You know, I'm used to seeing local wrestling matches, mm-hmm. Yours, when it first came out, Pete's the one who actually extended the invitation. Hey, man, you got to come check us out. Like, yeah. All right, man, I'll come check it out. You know, he was real nice about it. And Pete's a big boy, man.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Pete nice?
Pete, yeah. Pete was nice that day. Yeah. Pete was so nice.
He had all of his big matches.
I mean, consider the fact I came to the wrong area to get into the match, which was the front gate. He tore off the gate to get me in. That was beautiful. I felt special right there. But my son was like,
and then he picked you up.
He picked up my son and me at the same time. He goes, here's your seats. but yeah, man, it's awesome, dude. It's awesome.
And since then, I mean, that was back when we were here at Suerte. Mm-hmm. If you guys have ever been in the patio,
yeah,
it's super small.
Yeah.
So we were very restricted on stuff we could do. Now that we're at Cine Rey and now even Senor Barbas, we got a little bit more space, so we can do a little bit more. Yeah. I think the guys have gotten a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more daring and edgy. So our matches have gotten a lot crazier. And whenever I'm in the back, look, I don't talk to the guys and tell them how their match, I want their match to look.
Right.
It's 100% them. I want them to go out there. I want them to have fun. I want them to entertain the fans, and I want them to do something memorable. Right. So, you know, luckily all our matches, I mean, I can't complain about any of our matches. I think they all have their place in where we put them,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, you know, it, like I said, different tastes. I like the more technical, you know, grappling type of,
right,
of stuff.
Right.
Some people might like the high flying stuff. Some people might like comedy and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for everybody, and we try to provide that for everybody.
Right.
So.
See, and I got a Jose Martinez bra. I'm running, as he said.
You talking about Brick?
I'm gonna answer this back, Cacahuate, and I don't take it too hurtful here, but it says here, you can't block me, Mark Velasquez. I keep coming back again and again. Yes, you're like a worst case of herpes. You keep that shit forever like luggage.
It goes away, but it's just coming
you
back.
You think it's gone, but it's still there. but Robbie calling these matches is a great show every time with some awesome wrestler that have the future in the business. Yeah, it's true, man. All these competitors you have in the ring for every promotion that I've seen, it's watching the origins,
right?
And it's work,
yeah.
You know,
and that's something I tell a lot of people too. It's like the wrestlers you see on TV right now started somewhere. You know, they started either on the indies or now WWE has their own, you know, training.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they started somewhere. And what better way to see a character and a performer and an athlete grow from the grassroots, you know, from the very start. So that way, when they are up there, you look at people like Roxanne, you know, Roxy.
Yeah.
People got to see Roxy and Laredo in here.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's out there on WWE doing her thing.
Yeah.
You look at who else came out of the valley? You know, there's
Oh, Raquel also is
Raquel,
another one.
Yeah, Raquel, you know, another Raquel, one, yeah. Raquel did her thing a little mm-hmm. bit in San Antonio. So the people who were lucky to see her in that setting
mm-hmm.
now can see her at WWE. And
it
brings so much joy to my heart when they introduce her on WWE and they say, you know, from the Rio Grande Valley.
It brings
so much joy to my heart. And I can't
wait. Yeah.
So, you know, some of our guys who are wrestling here are at that point, and we hear that, you know, from the Rio Grande Valley. I can't wait to see that.
I guess we've asked a couple of wrestlers that come in, you know, what the feel, consider the fact, I mean, yeah, they're local wrestling promotions, but the feel of having those fans, even if it's just 5, 6, 7 fans out there, just for them to just be cheering you on when you're in the ring and just watching the match. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a feel, but to have the sensation of 900 to 1,000 to tens of thousands of fans watching you, especially when we had I think it was an AEW that came down. They came down. We had some local wrestlers in the ring wrestling, and you know, I haven't had a chance yet to ask them, but I did have a chance to ask one of them, which was Blackheart, and he told me, dude, it's a total different experience.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you're being watched not just by a couple of eyes, but a huge crowd.
It's a bunch of people,
and you feel the energy while you're there. You know. So, I mean, but like I said, some of these wrestlers from each promotion here in the RGV, it's the future.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, definitely. You just got to keep your eyes open and see who's hot and, well, who's not. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. No, like somebody mentioned earlier, Demo Diamond, who we've been booking here for about a year as well. Demo is now, he did Ring of Honor recently. Reza Clark did Ring of Honor recently. Dylan Cavins, we've booked Dylan a couple of times too. Ring of Honor, you know, and it just takes those little moments. You know, you look at the talent Hyon. We were supposed to have Hyon this past a couple of weeks ago, but she got signed to AEW,
right?
About a weekend before the event. So, you know, Hyon had been doing the indies for quite a while. Hyon found an opportunity with AEW and capitalized on it, and now she has a full time deal with them, and that's great. Right. So it just takes those opportunities for the talent to show what they can do.
Right.
And then boom, they're somewhere like AEW or WWE exactly. or TNA, whoever they might be. But
exactly.
You know, it just takes those little opportunities. And I feel like we have the talent. I've always said, you know, since back when Tina Ray was doing Wrestling Revolution, I've always said, like, we've got good talent here. We've got a cool mix of like the lucha from Mexico versus the American style here. Like, we can learn both because we're right here.
Right.
I feel like we got a good talent pool, and it just takes, you know, one set of eyes for somebody to see that person and say, hey, I want them on a contract.
Right.
You know, so, you know, hopefully pretty soon some of these guys can start, you know, getting some contracts.
Maybe.
And, you know, repping the valley.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick pause right now because I got to get some promoters on here. Some promotions, actually sponsors that we have. I actually got one sponsor still with us. We're still negotiating some other sponsors to come into the podcast. Fortunately, we have one right here. So a big shout out to Inked and Saves Tattoo Shop. He's like, who are these guys? Actually, this is Freddie Honda, bro.
Yeah.
He changed his name on his tattoo parlor from what it was before. Now he changed it to a legit shop.
Yep.
So, and it's true to the point what he has on there. Ink to Save Tattoo Parlor. If you're looking to get a good tattoo at a good price, give Freddie Honda a call. Hit that QR code right there and get a hold of him. He'll give you a good price. Set up an appointment. Head out there. Great guy. And like always, he still hosts those Bible studies on Wednesday nights.
Every Wednesday night.
If you have a chance, you want to go somewhere. Everybody's welcome to go by. If you have, you know, if you're figuring out what to do, if you're in a situation where you feel there's, you know, you need help, you want to hook up with this guy, man. Head out there, listen to the word. Maybe it'll help you out a little bit, you know. Any little,
or if
any
you
little
just, thing. You know, you just want to join in. You know?
Yeah,
if you want to just join not in. Committal,
yeah, just go on there, go straight out there and enjoy yourself and everything. So, like, and all that good stuff it is. So anyways, we're coming back to Mr. Ed here, and I think he's holding something. Somebody just walked in.
Never mind.
I just had him. I was like, oh, my God. I don't think we could put that belt on a display, bro. But here we go. We got a Beefy Boy Roe in the house here, hanging out with us here for a little while. You can't see him on the camera, but you can hear him. But he's holding the belt right there.
No,
there.
No, get that.
He just ruined the whole podcast.
Shut it down.
But those are our brothers next door. Hold the Triple B. Tune into their shows on Mixed Cloud every Monday morning. Look up Triple B on there. You can catch their great shows on there, man. It's a great show they have on there. But
it's a bunch of drunks.
Yeah, it is. But great music to go with it. But so we're coming back to Eddie. We're talking about Combat Cult. Oh, thanks for throwing out trophies. They come in and start ruining our room. God dang it. Those are our number one trophies, dude. Come on. Anyways. Yeah, I know. We got
those came straight from New York, sir.
Anyways, so we're here with Eddie here of Combat Cult. Eddie, I want to ask you something, man. These promotions that are starting now in Cine del Rey, this is the throwback to the old school for Revolution. Everybody remembers going to the Cine del Rey back in the day, catching these great wrestling matches, which now the OGs now are the ones that are actually, majority of them are either coaching now, own the promotion, or they're just still carrying on with the dream. Now going back to the Cine del Rey, as we just said right now, how does it feel to be somewhere that's not only just a place where it all started, but an iconical place where it really began? How does that feel?
It's definitely, I don't want to say a dream come true, but it's definitely one of those things that you look at and it's like, wow, like I'm actually holding events here. As you know, I started training at Wrestling Revolution back in 20, whatever it was. Didn't get a lot of training there, but, you know, I got to meet cool people like Khan and Pete, you know, a lot of the OGs. And when we started doing the shows there last January, it was a huge accomplishment. I mean, we had already done, you know, some shows over there with, you know, another promotion, and it was supposed to be this kind of collab thing. I think we did two, but to be there as Combat Cult only, Combat Cult on my own accord, you know, it was definitely special. Cena has a very special place in a lot of people's hearts, you know, either as a wrestler or, you know, guys like Toxico who are fans who went to go watch the shows and then are now performing there. It's a special place for everyone. Not only in a historical, you know, it's a historical building. It's special in its own right. But as far as like in the wrestling community, it's definitely one of those, one of those special places for all the wrestlers, and it's great to have the events there. You know, we have a lot of space there. Bert has been nothing but kind to us. We get wrestlers thrown into his chairs all the time and people tumbling over, and Bert's just there like, okay, you know. And of course, if if anything's damaged, you know, I'll take responsibility for it.
Right.
But Bert's been a blessing, and you know, I'm thankful for us to be able to have our performances there.
He's just waiting for the right moment.
It's definitely a cool experience, you know, not only as a fan, but from a promoter standpoint, to be able to stand there, you know, right there next to Bert running the lights and the sound, and to see the guys come out, you know, with all these lights and whatnot.
Right.
You know, not to say any of our other shows who, you know, that Suerte or Señor Barbas or wherever we might have been before aren't special in their own right. They are. Mm. But to see the lights and the, you know,
the old school style.
Yeah.
Man.
You know,
we remember when it first started.
Yeah. And it's only gotten better since then too, because Bert has all these LED lights and screens and whatnot, and it's just a special place to be, and I'm glad we've been able to have events there.
Here's one guy. Every time they mention Toxico's name, he always pops out. Frank the Tank, I hate you, Toxico. every wrestling show that we have, or any like the mention of Toxico is on there. Frank, you can. It's like Beetlejuice. He will pop up.
Yeah, we don't even need to say it three times.
Yeah, you just think the name.
That's it. And if Jose saying Kong, forever Kong.
I love Kong.
Yeah. So, but yeah, he's. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't want to stray away from El Cine Rey, but this kid has been tossed left and right from every single promotion in the RGV. He's a special one, bro. Special one. He knows how to play the crowd.
Oh, definitely.
He knows what to say exactly, especially when you la gente de quiere el valle.
Yeah.
Majority of them all speak Spanish, and he lays out all the bad words in the book towards the fans. Yeah. The fans love to hate him, you know. And he comes out with the smoke the every right single there. Time just to make everybody cough.
That you know, I had a conversation with him one time when because Pete runs some shows in Hidalgo, and I saw him do the entrance. I had seen him do the entrance before, right? But I told him later down the line, I'm like, yo, dude, whose idea was that? Because that's freaking genius. Right off the bat, I see you coming out with that smoke and I'm here waving and coughing. Right off the bat, I know I fucking hate you. I need to boo you. I want you to lose. That was genius. It was genius in my opinion. And then he's got the little, you know, the gas mask, and it's like
he's breathing fire. Everybody else is coughing.
Yeah, right? We're over here all dying. So right off the bat, like, I thought genius, bro, because now I hate you. I don't hate you as a person, but I hate you.
And D-Rock is saying, our favorite little shithead.
And you know what? He was in our show. He was in a ladder match for our contract with the devil, which is basically like our money in the bank.
Right, right.
And he had a performance, man. He didn't win, unfortunately.
Right.
Well, fortunately. But unfortunately for him. He didn't win, but he had a hell of a performance, and it was also nice to see him get smacked a couple of times. You know,
I think that's what everybody enjoys to watch. It was like everybody watching Anthony from and finally knocking out freaking
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul
kid. Yeah. Hold on, let me switch the camera because somebody wants to see.
That's right. Combat Code number one, dude. Hey.
There you go, man. That's a Beaver Boy Bro going to do his next show right now on his podcast. But
can,
yeah,
can you take me home, dude?
I feel dirty.
He took my shoulder.
He touched my shoulder. Yeah, and you know, here's Mambito once again. Like I said, the living human cockroach. He won so many fans in Texas Mania in December with Tribad Lucha and Lucha Libre Tribad. Yes, dude. It's like I'm saying.
It's this not even just here, too, though.
Yeah.
I took him. Well, I didn't take him up to San Antonio, but I went to a Blackbird show in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I took the ring up there for them. This was after our collab. They had their own show. Right. And Toxico was on the card. And even in San Antonio, Toxico was getting some reaction. Like, right. It's crazy. You know, Toxico, I think, is one of those guys you need to look out for. I think Toxico, you know, puts in some more work, and he's going to be one of those guys that's... Okay.
No, he's not. He's not here, dude. Don't say it again, because Frank will pop up.
I'm trying to edge him off. I want to see some of those jokes.
And that's another character that I adore also, man, because his promos are freaking amazing.
I've seen them, and
they're amazing. They're legit. They go, oh, Michael, and they're going to say, what's up, Fire? He was going to Mike. But he's another one, bro. I mean, I know he's been missing for the last couple of days since the...
Trying to grow that hair back.
Yeah,
right?
Trying to grow that hair back. I don't know if he's going to come back demented or back to the party boy stage. Back to the party boy stage. But yeah, man, he's another character that him and also... there's so many, man. There's a ton of them that have the character. And the one, Johnny Bay was on our podcast.
Johnny Bay.
He's another great one. When I first saw him, I call him the David Hasselhoff of the RTV, man.
You say it all the time.
Every time I see him, bro. And he was like, real. It's weird. It's weird how they switch it on and they switch it off.
Yeah.
You know, and Johnny Bay's one that when I first met him when he wrestled here. I mean, I was talking to him for a while. I guess he was doing the whole monologue, you know, he was really into it. Then when we got him here in the studio, I was telling Bobby, I go, bro, it's going to be interesting because this guy is like all over the place. He's awesome. He's funny. He comes in, he's like, yeah, well, you know, it's a great, one of the best things I've ever done in my life. Like,
Who are you?
Where's Johnny B? I wanted to be. But he was real laid back, man.
Yeah,
real
no, cool Johnny, guy, you know? Johnny is a very different person. I mean, not to pull the curtain too back. Mm-hmm. Too much, right? But Johnny is a very respectable person. You know, he's I don't want to say quiet or reserved because he'll talk to you, but he's definitely, you know, if Johnny's at a four normally, he's at like a 12. You know, he's past 10
in
the ring, and he's definitely a very entertaining person to see in the ring. Hopefully we can get him back at combat pretty soon. We haven't had him since probably our Suerte days, you know, so hopefully we can get him back in the ring soon. But
And another character we had on the podcast, I mean, he played it to a T. Were you here for it? We interviewed Christopher Delta.
Delta. Oh, man. Yeah.
I think it was Mondo and myself. We interviewed him.
Yeah.
He is another character that's slowly climbing the charts. Also, he has that attitude that I'm better than you. You can do it. He's that, like, I really want to kick your ass. Listen,
Delta, we had him here at Alfresco. They're having Alfresco right now, right? But we had him there a couple months back. And Delta is definitely a really good character, really good person, very good in the ring. So, you know, there's the new breed is bringing out some, you know, they're training some really good people. really good wrestlers. They're like I said, they're just making some really good future stars. And my job is to get these people wrestling people that they don't normally wrestle. Mm-mm. You know, like the Demo Diamonds, like the Mo Kellys, like the Lou Camerons, the Brick Savages, you know, Kike. We've had Kike.
Yes.
Y'all have had Kike.
We still got the rose right there hanging off the wall, man. It's right behind you.
Y'all have had Kike here before.
Yep.
Kike is a young talent. Kike is a product of New Breed School of Wrestling. He had two matches against Brick Savage last year, and those were some really good matches. You know, mm-hmm. they were fun. Kike didn't come out on the winning end, obviously, but you know, he's definitely one of those people. You know, even talking with Brick, you know, after the matches, Brick was like, you know, hey, this kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, for somebody of Brick stature who has wrestled so many people throughout the state of Texas and even beyond, you know, for Brick to say, hey, you know, Kike, I had a good match with Kike. That's pretty cool. Chris Austin's another one. You know, if you were at our event where we held at Citrus, you know, they had a really good match, Chris and Brick.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, this was 100% on Brick, but Brick literally, you know, laid down the title, you know, put his hands and bowed to Chris, you know, in a respectful manner. And, you know, those type of talents, you know, they're not always wrestling people from out of town. And that's my job, is to get them wrestling other people, because that's just going to make them, you know, that much better.
Yeah.
A different experience. You know, once they finally get to somewhere else, it's kind of hard, especially from like jiu-jitsu, right. For instance. I've trained jiu-jitsu 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep rolling with the same person, you know, I keep grappling against that one or, you know, two people,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get any better. I'm only going to get as better as those two.
Right.
And, you know, they're not going to get any better if they're just rolling with me. If right. I start exploring, you know, different gyms and, you know, going to tournaments and, you know, really testing my skills against people that I don't normally, you know, train with or
right.
fight with, I'm going to get that much better. And you can kind of have this, apply the same concept in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're just wrestling the same person over and over and over, you know, eventually you're going to get bored too. Like, you're going to just go through the motions and it's just, it's not going to come off good. But if you start wrestling other people, and I think that's another cool thing about New Breed right now, is that they're, you know, they had the core guys, but now they're starting to introduce new people.
Right.
Like I've seen the Ronnie D's, and I've seen, you know, different people coming out, showing out, and, you know, they're getting their steps in while these other, you know, talents are also.
Right.
Now, I won't say that they're, you know, veteran status, but they're, mm-hmm. they're the guys who have a little bit more experience there at New Breed, and now they're.
They're branching out.
Yeah, now they're, you know, with this new crop too, mm-hmm. that's coming in, the new breed of New Breed, and they're just, you know, replenishing. Because, right. you know, eventually these guys are going to start venturing out. Like James Blackheart, you know, James is a product of New Breed early on, and now James is doing things at, you know, Dog Pound or, you know, San Antonio. He's doing
some
So, you know, it eventually you got to replenish. And I think that's the cool thing about New Breed, is they've been able to do that.
Right.
So hats off to them. You know, they've been able to train some of these guys and get them ready for you know, new things.
Yeah. Yeah, did you have a question? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No. Okay. It's fine.
Yeah, seeing that, I mean, like I said, the new talent that's coming in to all the promotions, yours, Danny's. Oh, by the way, Danny's saying grateful for that, Eddie. Thank you so much. Yeah,
don't worry, Danny.
I love Danny, man. Danny's. When I saw that he was opening the school, which I want to say came out on my memories today, you know, a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
that they announced it. I was super excited, because it's like, now we got a facility somewhere here in the Valley, where back when before WR, I was looking at different places to train, you know, and I think Corpus was the closest place.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to drive every day from here to Corpus and back just to train.
Right.
Unfortunately, that didn't happen. I did end up finding WR, and now I am where I am, right?
Right.
But, you know, when I saw that Danny was opening up a school, I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. You know, now we got
somewhere where
we can train consistently. And like I said, they've been able to do the cool things that they're doing, and you know, I'm happy.
Yeah, and I just found out last week, Blade, that he actually opened up. He moved where he was located in McAllen for quite a while,
yeah.
And now he opened up a compound right next to the landmark, man. And that thing is huge. It is huge. I'm like, damn, bro. He goes, yeah. He goes, I don't know where to put stuff now. I got too much space. I'm like, Jesus, bro. There you go, more money, more problems, like we said earlier.
That's a problem, dude. Like, you're too successful now, Dan. What are you gonna do? What do you do?
Man? Push it over here. Yeah. Push it over here. Yeah.
You know, we got problems too. We need room.
Set up the podcast.
Set up a podcast in your neck of the woods.
It's I'm just throwing it out there. I'm snowballing. That's what I do. I snowball.
I'm not saying it's snow right now, but you know, just throw it out there.
Just throw it out there.
But yeah, dude. And now that we're going into that direction where through the years you're getting more publicity, you're getting more fan work. Now I've noticed that you have more commentary now. Yeah. Talk about your commentary a little bit, man.
So I put the commentary team together. That was one of the things I felt like was lacking, especially in the WR days, is we didn't really have commentary. So, and not just WR, but anytime you watch any wrestling, even on YouTube of indie promotions,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they might not have commentary, and it's kind of difficult to translate that story all the time. You look at WWE, some of the best story matches, or some of the best memories you have of matches, you can think back to the commentary.
Right.
You know, some of the lines that they drop. Who was it? The Hogan and Andre. You know, you think that moment, but you also hear the commentary when you think that moment.
Yeah.
So I wanted commentary, and I had seen Dee Vargas. You know, Dee's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I've known him for, you know, since the WR days when we were training.
Mm-hmm.
Training. that's another story. But you know, back then, I saw Dee, and I've seen Dee grow as. I've seen Dee grow in so many different ways with social media, and I've seen him I saw him do commentary back in Kingsville, an event that we went to, and I knew right away Dee was one of those guys who has that voice and has that passion for wrestling.
Yeah.
So I said, Dee's perfect for commentary.
Right.
Dee initially started with us doing announcing, and he did a very good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew Dee had more to offer.
Right.
And commentary was perfect for me. Like, mm-hmm. I thought he was perfect for commentary. So I got him on the desk, and, you know, half the equipment that you got here, I bought so we could do it legit.
Right.
You know, we did one where it was just like a little microphone, like one of these. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, these qualities are really good, but mm-hmm. you get a mic like that and it just sounds so much better. So, you know, I bought a shit ton of equipment.
Yep.
It's there. I got Dee on there, and then I told Dee, like, who do you think could help out? And I actually jumped on a podcast with Chris Ponce.
Yeah.
You know, the Average Boys, and I jumped on a podcast with him, and we started, you know, off the air when you know we were talking back and forth, and Chris actually expressed interest. So I'm like, mm-hmm. hey Chris, I know you got the MMA background. It would be kind of a refreshing thing for us to get a different perspective, you know, from an MMA standpoint.
Right.
There was one instance that I saw, if you're familiar with Shinsuke Nakamura
mm-hmm.
from WWE, he did what's called a knee slice pass in jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. where basically, I don't want to get into all the details because it's not complicated, but it's a lot. But he did this jiu-jitsu technique, and I heard the commentary, and they didn't mention it, and I'm like, that's a knee slice pass. Like, you can really kind of build on that where you're showing the like Shinsuke's technique, like he's a technical wrestler.
Right.
So when I talked to Chris, I know Chris had this MMA experience,
mm-hmm.
and he could translate that. And he already has a presence, you know. He already does podcasts and whatnot, so he knows how to be on the mic.
Right.
So I thought that was a really cool duo. It did take Chris a little bit of time to mm-hmm. kind of get the feel for wrestling.
Yeah.
Especially with the names, because you know you see so many people.
Yeah.
Coming in, and you know, my roster is a little diverse where we're getting people from out of town mm-hmm. in different cycles. Mm-hmm. You know, we get
mm-hmm.
you know, not always the same talent, but they come out. So getting familiar was probably one of the challenges he had. But I, you know, you listen to the commentary. I think it's really cool to be able to hear them.
Yeah, and I tried it myself. I remember what did the right. Danny Chance one over in Citrus. I had a lot of fun with it. But like I said, you're watch when you're doing the commentary, and I'm pretty sure Chris stumbled into this like I did the first time. So the first time I did it with Pete Payne over here in Donham for some St. Patrick's Day thing.
Oh.
They did, and that was the first time I did a commentary live on the Chew New podcast, watching the wrestling. I mean, the audio was hilarious, but the video was like too far away; you couldn't really see the match.
Yeah.
But the second time I did it with Danny at the Citrus, bro, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah,
because you're calling the match and you're trying to get it being a three panel. Two is better than three.
Yeah.
I'd say that much right now. I can say if you have two people bouncing off each other, it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
But being the third person, I try to be the color commentary, the funny one. But they would ask me, I wouldn't even listen because I was too into the damn match. I go, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm actually commentating. I'm sorry about that, guys. What are we talking about? And, you know, and they were laughing their butts off because they're like, dude, you're supposed to be announcing. I'm sorry, man. The match is so good.
I kind of think that's probably very difficult, especially being a fan. Like, you're getting into it. And you see it, like in the refs sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you know, you'll see them where they're into the match and then they're pinning and they're like, oh
shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh yeah, I'm counting. My bad.
So you know, it's definitely one of those things that you kind of have to get over.
Yes.
To get good at it, and I think Chris adapted pretty quick too.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't take him very long before he got into a good stride.
Right, right.
And I think we have a really cool commentary.
Good. That's together. Good, man. So. That's good. I mean, I love listening to commentary, especially when you watch it on YouTube. When you're at the actual event, you can hear it. When it's going on,
oh,
you can still hear it, you know. But when you go to like the huge, humongous shows, WWE, AEW, all you just see is wrestling. Yeah, you don't hear the commentary. Hear it's like a pin drop.
Yeah,
you know, and you're just watching. You're watching wrestling.
But I think it's cool too. Like, if the venue is loud enough that you don't need the commentary, you just feed off that energy.
Yeah,
I think that's the cool thing about AEW. I've been to several AEW events, and whenever the crowd is into it, you know, you got a packed house and everybody, the energy's just there. I think you don't need the commentary at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely sitting at home on your couch watching it, you know, on your television screen or wherever you might be watching it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you need that story to be told because you don't have that energy to really feed off of. I mean, you can hear the crowd, but it's not the same watching it on TV versus being there.
Yes.
So you do need that commentary
exactly.
to help tell that story.
Yeah,
and it's definitely a cool experience.
And it's,
see, you fucked it up, dude. Yeah. You could have been the energy bringing people in.
Right, I know, but the thing is, dude, like I said, this thing you got to be dedicated to. You just gotta say, okay, yeah. I'm gonna do it,
and yeah, then next year
I can't go this week, or you got to be really dedicated to it. You know, okay, you can do a turn off whenever you can, and you're already used to it. Well, that's fine. But you gotta, you know, you're gonna have these wrestlers are gonna come see you. They're gonna want to interact with you. Yeah. They're gonna want to talk to you, bring you into the match in some sort to the entertainment business with them.
Yeah.
You know, not literally in the ring, get your ass kicked, but you know, confrontation speeches to each other.
Well, it depends on what you said.
Exactly. Like I got a rise out of what's her name, Charisma, when she was facing Nikki Fuego, and she just turned around and. Flip me off. I'm like, oh, wow, that was awesome. That was awesome.
I didn't know you could hear me from all the way over there.
Literally. But yeah, man, sometimes you're doing the commentary and you get crazy. Yes, yes, George, it's true. Hold on, I'll get to right there. You got JLML. He goes, yeah, also very death. Yes, yes, when you're doing the Mikey, we talked about the jiu-jitsu stuff already, bro. Where were you, homie? Well, you went over that already.
Just wait for the show to end and watch it again, Mikey.
Yeah. I'll whisper a few things to your ear next time, George. But yeah, man. Yeah, sweet things.
Sweet nothing.
But yeah, it's because the thing is that one great example, when we went with my buddies to New Orleans to go watch WrestleMania. Mm. We're watching WrestleMania. It was a great experience, but no commentary. So I'm trying to get my phone to set up to where I'm watching it on my phone
and listen to it. Yeah.
And for some reason... No, it's not going to happen.
It doesn't work.
No. So, you know, and I know exactly how every fan feels and announcers. It feels wicked also because you're calling the match, But at the same time, you want to hear the reaction from the crowd when you're calling it, and they can't hear you. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But if you were to be at home sitting down watching the match on YouTube, those are where all the reactions are coming from. Definitely. You know, so.
And like I said, you, whenever you think these special moments, you think of the commentary, and not just wrestling, but like even like baseball or football or whatever it might be.
Right.
You'll think of those special moments, and there's commentary behind it. You know, if you were sitting in the crowd live at that moment, you might think of the energy that you felt.
Yes.
You know, oh my God, like Hogan slammed Andre. This is crazy. Yeah. Everybody was wild.
Yeah.
But you saw it on TV. You'll remember the commentary.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very special piece.
It's a battle of both worlds, man, you know?
Yeah. It's a very special. It's a different experience to begin with, watching it live and watching it on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's a very special piece that I think needs to be part of wrestling if you're not at the live event.
Yeah.
Like, I think you got to focus on commentary.
So we're 1 hour into the podcast, guys. We're getting close to ending this great interview. Promotions that are coming up soon. Anything coming up that we need to know about?
So, like I said earlier, we do have Señor Barbas on Sunday, this Sunday coming up. I don't think it's a free event, but, you know, entry is pretty cheap. It's very, relatively cheap. We got a couple of new guys coming down. We got Rex Morey from Central Texas coming down. And I saw Rex at Austin in a death match type of show.
Uh-huh.
And we won't have a death match this month, but Rex is definitely one of those talents to look out for. We got Joey Chaos coming down again. I think Joey's living in New Jersey right now or somewhere up there. Joey's coming down. We had Joey when Joey was living in Texas for a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Here at Señor Barbas, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, so we got some talent coming down. Mo Kelly and Luke Cameron will be defending their tag team championships that they just won.
Awesome.
So that's coming up Sunday. But the big event, Cine Rey, February 22nd. We'll be back there. It's, what's the name of the event again? Fear the Reaper. We got Fear the Reaper.
This one, part two.
Yeah, part two.
There you go.
So last year we had Fear the Reaper. I'm sticking to having kind of similar names every year.
Awesome.
Okay. Kind of like pay-per-views, basically. Awesome. So we're having another Fear the Reaper event coming up. It's going to be a really good event. I will have the official poster dropped tomorrow, so you'll be able to see some of the talents that are going to be there.
Awesome.
And then as the weeks go on or the days go on, I'll be dropping some matchups coming up. But yeah, we got that event, of course. If you want to know what other events we're going to have, I have all the Cine Rey dates posted on our Instagram. It's pinned right there. You can find it on Facebook too. I don't think I have it pinned. I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have all our events already set for Cine Rey for the year. And, you know, we might have some other come up, you know, like Señor Barbas likes to let us know a month ahead of time, like, hey, can you be here? So we'll have events pop up throughout the year, but those are going to be sort of like our pay-per-view or, you know, our premium events to go to Cine Rey. So,
Already invited me out to Señor Barbas this Sunday.
It's a lot of fun.
I haven't got my insurance cleared yet, Marty. I don't think my insurance covers default and limbs being taken off of my body yet. So I don't think my wife would appreciate that.
I will say
after a while, dude, you don't even notice they're gone. Don't worry about it.
It will be a little bit less aggressive, if you may.
Right.
But it'll definitely be still a lot of fun. We tend to have these a little bit more kid friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the talent is the talent, and they're gonna drop their f bombs.
Yeah,
you know, I can't stop them in the moment. But I think kids nowadays hear worse stuff. You know.
You got a point there.
So,
guys, if you want to follow any of Eddie's upcoming shows, there's a QR code right there on the screen. Click on that bad boy. It'll take you straight to Combat Cult. Let you know all the events that are coming up ASAP. Try not to miss any events. Big shout out to Twitch this week. We are actually live on Twitch this week. So let's see how we do on that platform. Thank you so much for inviting us on there and accepting us our feed on there. So thank you so much. But as far as that, Eddie, thank you so much, brother, for coming out, having some fun with us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Who do you nominate for next month?
So do they have to be in town or do
we can do a video if possible? If not, they can be in town. They can come to the podcast.
How about anyone who will actually talk to us?
I think Mo will do a really good job. I think Mo's super entertaining. If y'all can do something like on virtually, I think Mo would be down to do it. If it's got to be in town, somebody in town.
You nominate them. You guys say their name.
I feel like we need to hear from some of the OGs, and I think Khan is one of those guys who, if Khan is willing to come and, you know, give his story.
Look into the camera right there. You nominate him.
Khan Hawk, if you're available and you want to do it, come on, man. I think you got a story to tell us.
So. All right, Khan, you've been called out, buddy. Come on next week, next month, the second week of February. Come on, that it'll be a bloody Valentine, my friend, when you come on in. So hopefully that'll be something interesting for you. So
I'll be sick that day.
I'll be sick that day. But I got Mikey saying right here, Mark, if you come by, I'll buy you a Shirley Temple for you, sir, at Barbara's. Yeah, sure, why not?
It's a party now.
And I got Mano saying, God bless all of you. Yes, Mano, thank you so much for watching. Vicente, I gotta say, nominate the Killjoys. Well, not this time around, maybe next time.
Not this time.
I got Mano saying, shout out to Queen, Renee, and AJ, 2-star up, coming down combat trainees. There you go.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, once again, thank you so much for coming out having fun with us, bro.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing and keep bringing up that talent and bringing that entertainment down the RGV. Yeah. All the promotions down here are doing a great job, man. This season started up hot already. Got everybody jumping on, watching. I appreciate every single one of you that comes in and watch the show. I can't say thank you enough. Balde here can't say thank you enough, neither, man. He loves it when there's people watching and stuff. So
absolutely,
it's fun to have everybody on here. But anyways, like I said, Eddie, thank you so much, and everything works out for you in the end, man. It looks you're going a long way.
Look at Sean trying to put himself over.
Oh no, Sean saying, Sean, I'm surprised you didn't call me out.
Sean is another one you guys have to have.
Oh, don't worry, it's Sean, coming down. It's either gonna be through with combat, or it's gonna be through.
Either way, I think he's got a lot to say too.
There's a lot.
He was just on the 9.56.
Yeah, ABV, he actually crashed our party too, and he beat the crap out of Toxico. Thank you so much. my brother's still in shock with that. He still thinks that he went to war. If Mark comes, if Mark comes, I'll pick him up on my shoulders and make him the crowd cheer him on. Oh yeah, sure. Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
like okay. You said,
I'm gonna take you up on that, bro.
That'll be so worth it, dude. You take the belt with you when you.
I'll take the belt. I'll carry it with me around the ring. Well, yeah, it's not like a problem. Well, okay. Let's not make any promises, here, people.
promise,
ladies and gentlemen. That is our podcast for this Thursday. Next Thursday, guys, it's gonna be a good one too, man. We got 3 Back Productions in the house next Thursday.
Yeah.
It's a special one, and of course, your favorite shoe. And Kakawate will be here, bro.
Excellent. I can't wait to see him again.
You sound excited.
Yeah. I am excited.
Sean saying I'll crash anybody's show, LOL. You go, it's true, buddy. I'm sorry, but when you leave, you got to leave saying, sorry, I crashed your path to party.
Sorry.
But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much once again. Chu, what did you think of the episode?
Dude, I love hearing about all this. New events that are coming up, dude. It really sounds like we're almost there. We're just like right there, dude. I can't wait to see it explode.
It's going to explode, bro. Yeah. It's going to explode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. That's what she said. ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, next Thursday, 3 Back Productions will be in the Chu New Podcast, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night. You won't want to miss that one. Chu, sign us off.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, oh, my God. You had to bring the butt up. Send us off, dude.
I'm a Jew.
And I am Lou. We'll see you next week, 7:30 p.m. Thursday night. And like always, guys, ladies, gators, peace out.
Night, everybody.